Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'd like to welcome everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, February 9th, 2023. Jeff?
Yes. Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Present.
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Moving on to the approval of the agenda, do I have a motion?
I would like to move to approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Lopez. Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff?
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any member of the board that would like to remove any of the items for discussion? And if not, do I have a motion?
I have a correction for the minute. I was present.
Director Garcia, you want to pull the minutes for discussion?
Yes.
Okay. So do I have a motion on consent calendar B and C, please?
I move we approve the consent calendar B, letter B and C.
Do I have a second for that?
I'll second that.
Okay, Director Garcia, thank you. Director Garcia, you had a question on the minutes, please?
No, I just, it says under opening ceremonies, since Lopez Garcia and Garcia were absent. I was present last meeting.
But Director Garcia, you weren't present during that opening. You came later, like 10 minutes later into the meeting. That's probably why it shows that, right? Jessica?
Yes. Yeah, I did note that down there in the consent calendar area.
Right. Do you understand that, Dr. Garcia?
Okay, that was it.
Okay. All right, so there is no correction. It was just a clarification. So can I get a motion on...
Yes, I'll make the motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Item A.
I move we approve consent calendar item A.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Do we have...
Yes, yes. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Hey, Jeff, did we do a roll call for consent calendars B and C? I feel like we skipped over that.
They did skip over that.
All right. So we know that Director Torlakson made a motion to accept consent calendar B and C as stated, and we know that Director Garcia... I'm seconded that. Can we get a roll call on that?
Yes.
I apologize, folks.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you, folks. We made it through it. There is no presentation. Moving on to the general manager's report. Good evening, general manager. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
this evening. We are advertising a request for proposals for park maintenance. The contract that we have with Pacific Site Management is coming to an end, so we need to procure those services. I believe I've sent out requests for proposals to about a dozen vendors in the area, as well as advertising it on our website. Hopefully we'll get a good response for that, so we can continue with the park maintenance services. Lynbrook Field will be having a facelift, actually starting on Monday. Lori will have more details about that, but Lynbrook Park, along with the other five county parks, or we call them county parks, they're actually district parks, but they became part of the district's park inventory as in a settlement agreement with the county. Funds are collected within the Lynbrook area as an assessment, and they can only be spent on Lynbrook Park. Some of our other parks have the same situation, except they don't collect enough for the maintenance that are required. Lynbrook, fortunately, is one that generally has enough for the maintenance services, and we've been able to accumulate $19,000 over the years to provide some much-needed improvements over there, including the turf area, which gets a tremendous amount of use, and turf needs to be reinvigorated every so often. So we're going to take this opportunity to top dress the turf area, aerate it, and get some new growth going in there. And this will coincide with the installation of the new playground facility that's going to be coming up. And we'll also be replacing the backboard over there and modernizing it. So it's one of the older style backboard, so it'll be getting a general facelift, which is a really good thing for the local neighborhood, as well as folks that come in from out of the area that actually use that park also. And Lori has some other updates about programs and you know, what's going on at Ambrose Park and the reseeding that we're doing over there also. So Lori, go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you, General Manager, and happy February, Madam Chair, and to our board, Madam Chair. First of all, about Lynbrook, we did have two dead trees removed, and as our General Manager stated, we will be adding compost and seed to Lynbrook. That'll be started on Monday, so we'll be closing the park Monday, February 13th. On March 10th, we will begin the construction of the new playground, the New Lynbrook Playground. Completion is planned March 21st, and we will be opening the park as soon as it's completed. Anticipated grand opening is scheduled for April 22nd, and this schedule, again, is weather permitting, and we are waiting for confirmation with this scheduled date with the California State Proposition 68 representatives, and we will be attending our grand opening. Also, at the Ambrose Park, we will be doing aerating and adding some fertilizer in that area, as well as getting our Alps Park pump and electrical unit going so we can get the sprinklers going out there, and we can work on that park getting green and lush as well. We'll be sponsoring a basketball camp Tuesdays and Thursdays, February 21st through March 9th. There are two programs, one at 5 p.m. for our 5 and 7-year-olds, and at 6 p.m. for the 8 to 10-year-olds. That will be in our auditorium. We are also going to be beginning a dance program Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, March 9th through April 22nd, with a showcase for all our dancers Friday, April 28th. We are actually in final stage of confirming classes that will be available, and they will include Tiny Tot Dance Program, various ages of hip-hop, tap, and jazz, and lyrical contemporary dance. So we're really excited about that program coming to our center. They're all so excited about our new flight football program. Beginning in April, we'll be having tryouts, practices out in our field, and Saturday games. We, again, are finalizing this program to provide to our community, and we do have a great coaches that are putting this together. Our Shirinji Kempo class has now returned to the center Thursday and Saturdays, and our Maya Fitness classes have continued to expand at the center, Monday through Friday a.m. and Monday through Thursday p.m. classes. We also want to mention our rentals are up 75%, and its greater senior program numbers are increasing as they have added senior exercise classes and bingo. It's great to see all these activities at our center, and real excited about our spring and all we have planned for our summer as well.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you, General Manager. Director, Director Torrickson, do you have any questions for either Lori or the General Manager?
Question probably just one, but great job on all these activities that are happening and causes happening. My question is, which is it a dance studio that's doing the dance classes? They're just coming to do the dance?
No, okay. I'm working currently with Aspire, and they have their dance instructors, and we're creating a partnership with them with our grants and are providing this for our community.
Fantastic. Well, I'm so happy with everything that's going on. Thank you very much, Lori and General Manager Doug. Thanks. All right, Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments for Lori or the General Manager?
No questions. Just thank you so much, Lori and Doug, for each and the great work. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia, any questions or comments?
Yeah, on the park, you said the work will start and it will be completed. I didn't get that. I got the grand opening April 22nd. Can you repeat that?
Yes, we are going to next week start the compost and seeding of the lawn area. And then on March 10th, we'll begin the construction of the park itself. They'll take the old park out, put the new park in. We're going to do the forum place pad, and that should be completed around March 21st.
Great. Okay, thank you.
All right, Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions or comments?
I have a comment, please. I really am so glad that you guys are updating Lynbrook Park. It's been a long time. And then doing the graph is fantastic. Thank you. Both of you are just kudos. Thank you so much.
All right. Lori, this is from me, Trina. On the dance classes, what ages? Is it a kids thing?
Yes, it's we have a different age with the 3 to 5 year olds, and we have some 6 to 10 year olds, some 10 to 13 year olds. There's going to be actually 3 classes on Thursday, 3 classes on Friday, and 3 on Saturday, basically working with our between 3 and 14 years old.
Okay. And if I let people in my community know, my direct people here, they just go online and sign up for the classes, is that how it works?
Correct, yes. By the end of next week, we'll have confirmed exactly what the classes are. We're working on instructors with Kitty at Aspire to see what they can teach. Before we actually lift the class, we want to be sure we have the proper instructors to train the kids.
Okay, so maybe tell them not to look online until the end of February, something like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll have it all confirmed next week.
All right, thank you so much. General Manager, thank you so much. Lori, thank you so much. We really appreciate everything that you do for our district. Pretty exciting. All right, folks, we're moving on. There is no legal counsel report. Moving on to public communication. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Yes?
No, I don't see anyone with their hands raised.
Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If, due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. First item and only item, consider approving the proposed fiscal year 2022-2023 budget adjustment. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time on this item?
There is not.
Yes? I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board and handing it over to you, Jeff.
Okay, let me share my screen. Okay, can everybody see that?
What page are we on, Jeff?
We're just going to start on income.
Okay.
Let me move this.
I'm old school, but I'm with you.
Okay. Okay, so this revised mid-year budget was reviewed last week by our budget committee, our first meeting of the year. Okay, so I'm going to start on income. So property taxes, so after receiving the first half of property taxes this year, I was able to add another $30,000 to that budget. For pool admissions, we did better than we anticipated for our first full season open after the closure, so I was able to add to that budget $11,000 total for that budget. For the grants, we received 3 color grants this year, one for our senior lunch program, $5,000 for that one, one for our holiday celebrations, which was also $5,000, and a $10,000 grant for aquatics. Okay, so youth services is a Koshland grant that we received for the teen center. We didn't receive a new grant this year, but we had some that we were able to carry over into the year. So we'll be using the remaining grant funds to help with the teen center expenses for the rest of the year. Bay Point Youth Academy received a $75,000 grant from the San Francisco Foundation this year.
Wonderful.
Okay, and then insurance claims. So this includes the reimbursement for both insurance claims minus the deductible. So that is the leak in the career center and the bocce building fire. And park dedication fees. So we received $354,688 in park dedication fees this year.
Hey, Jeff, you missed the LMCC grant, or am I wrong?
Oh, you know, that wasn't supposed to, that wasn't supposed to have a star on it. Oh, wait.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that was supposed to have a star on that. Sorry. Just
like,
noticed
it looks
that.
Like, it looks like we added it. But it looks like we got a new one. We didn't.
No, we did not get a new one. No, that's just a carryover from the last year.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Yep.
Okay, so on to expenses. Okay, so liability insurance increased due to additions to the property. So, like the new concession stand, so that did raise it a little bit. Phones and internet, so that included a promotional discount, which ended August 2022. Subscription and dues, membership fees have increased, so I had to add on to that budget. Election, so the board ran unopposed this year, so that was brought down to zero. Security guard rentals, so our rental bookings have increased, so we have had to have security guards there. Moving down. Now, Ambrose Park alarms and security. So last year included security patrol at Ambrose Park while construction, so I was able to bring that down. Ambrose Park maintenance, so that includes the weed abatement.
Down to is that why it's so high?
Yes. The weed abatement is about $6,000.
And that's a one time?
Yes, once a year. Okay, community center, grounds maintenance. So that is for repairs done to the well. Mini park PG&E, so that's the electrical panel that's not working at the moment. PG&E, so rates have increased and there has been an increase in gas usage, so I had to bring that up. Okay, so vehicle fuel, so gas price spiked during the first half of the fiscal year. It looks like it went down and it looks like it's going a little, had a little increase again, so hopefully it goes back down. Okay, for neighborhood parks, maintenance expenses, Pacific Site Management has added a 3% fuel surcharge to their services. So that's what that the $2,400 is. Anuda maintenance, so that is for painting the wall. Ambrose Pool Chemicals, so prices for chemicals have gone up a few times this past year. And then phones and internet, so we added services to the new concession stand. Okay, and then as I mentioned before, so the youth services grant, we will be using the remaining grant funds to help with the teen center expenses. The Bay Point Youth Academy received a $75,000 grant from San Francisco Foundation, so that's what $75,000 is for. And then the Keller grants, which I mentioned for senior lunch program, holiday celebrations, and aquatics. And then the insurance claims. So this is what we spent to repair the bocce building, or for the bocce building fire and for the leak in the Career Center. And that is it.
Okay, let me take each of my board members. Director Tollison, do you have any comments or questions for Jeff?
Thank you, first of all, to our budget committee for working on this budget. Jeff, great job. And I'm very thankful that we still get grants, and I thank the staff who pursue the grants.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you all for a great job. The question I had was with the PG&E, the electrical panel that is not working in the mini park. Is that something that PG&E will fix, or is that something that maintenance?
No, that's something that was, it had reached the end of its useful life, number one, and number two, it had a tremendous amount of vandalism done to it to push it over the edge. So that's an expense we're going to have to incur. PG&E won't take care of that. So we're able to do that out of our capital fund.
Okay. Thank you very much. Aside from that, well job. Good job, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Carlson. Director Torres, any questions or comments for Jeff?
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I missed that, Director Torres.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, any questions or comments for Jeff?
No, just great job. Thank you for providing us with the notes and thorough explanation on this budget. Again, thank you. Good job.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia, any questions for Jeff?
Yes, I do. Jessica, you put it together so great. Thank you so much. You always do such a professional job. All the kudos to the budget committee, because I know I was on it last year, and it's really complicated at times. But I'm really proud of you, and you're doing such a great job. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Director Lopez-Garcia. Now, if I have a question, you were talking about the increase in PG&E costs at the center.
Yes.
And you notated that some of that was due to, you know, increased electrical and gas. But what at the center uses gas? What, you know?
I believe it could be the kitchen from, like, the rentals and the senior program, since we're open fully now, so it could be.
Do you know, Doug, what uses gas at the center?
I would have to confirm this, and Lori may know this because she's worked with the contractor, but I think probably the biggest expense incurred is the heating.
The heater, yeah, too.
Right.
So our heating is gas then?
I believe so, unless Lori knows different.
You know, our heating is gas, and we also have a gas stove in our kitchen as well.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just making a guess here. I mean, I know the stove would be an expense, but they only use it for a certain amount of hours a day. I would assume the biggest. And tell me if I'm wrong, Jeff, the biggest increase would be because of heating that.
Yes, I would think so, yeah.
Yes, okay. I can tell you that's right.
That's what it is, General Manager?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I just got a little confused because we only have solar panels and I was thinking electric, but I wasn't appreciating what at the center of the gas power and like that is the heating. And then, I know I talked about this last time, Jeff, I think you were pretty clear, but I just want to make sure we're going to vehicle fuel. So originally, what was proposed for the budget, 2022 and 2023, was $6,000, right?
Right.
And at the halfway point, we already used $4,700 of that budget, right?
Right.
Okay, so what you're saying is we have another 6 months to go, and looking at projected use, you are adding another $2,000 worth, basically, saying the bucket should have been $8,000, not $6,000. Am I reading that right?
Yes, because I have noticed that the gas prices have gone down, so hopefully it stays down there. $6,000 is what we normally spend. $6,000 to $7,000 normally spend without that gas price spike. So I'm hoping it just stays lower in the threes as it is right now.
Because what I'm remembering is around this time last year, last year's budget in June didn't foresee the spike in gas prices, and this time last year we started seeing it go to $4, $5, $6, $7.
$6.
You know what I mean? Really fast. Right. So that's why the second half of that budget was so scary looking last year. And then it was up for a little bit. So that's why we're having to add a little bit. Okay, I see. I just need some clarification. Thank you so much, Jessica, and to the budget committee. Something that's really important to me. In fact, it's one of the most important things to me is that our community feels that there is total transparency by this district on how their money is spent, their hard-earned money. We live in a pretty low socioeconomic community, so every dollar really counts. And I really like the idea that my community knows exactly where every single dollar of their money that supports the park district goes. And they have no questions about it. And if they do, they know that they can ask any of the board members or come in and talk to the general manager or Jessica. So thank you, Jessica, for your good work. Thank you, Doug. And thank you to the budget committee. I really appreciate that. Okay, I think we need a motion.
I'd like to make the motion, please. I'd move to make the motion of the proposal of the FY 2002-2003 budget assessment.
I move to approve the proposal for 2002 and 2003 budget adjustments.
Second. But that's not right. That's not right.
What budget? Should it be for the budget?
No, Director Torsby, can you help out, please?
I move we approve the proposed fiscal year
2022-2023
budget. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Director Torres.
Can you have a
second?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I
have a second?
Thank you,
Director Garcia.
Jeff?
Okay. Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thanks, Jeff. Mm-hmm. There is no public hearing. There is no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. I'll give each member the opportunity to report on city appointments and make individual comments on items that are within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Let me start with my ever-faithful vice chair versus poet, and what say you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm very pleased with what's going on with the district, that we have been really been successful with getting our residents the recreation needs that's needed in the district. And I commend our staff for a job well done. As far as the next year, or this coming year, I'm hoping we can get more and more events like, you know, the Easter extravaganza. If we can get that again, that would be great. And of course, looking forward to the holidays. But overall, good job to everybody. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torreson. Director Torres.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just piggybacking off of Director Torreson just said a bit, definitely looking forward to the spring. So I've had some really great events and classes coming to the district, and I'm really excited about that. And I really appreciate the work that you, Lori, and Doug have put forth for this year. And also you, Jess, for great work you did with the budget. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia?
Oh, just thank you for a great job.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia?
I think everybody is doing wonderful work. Thank you so much. And kudos to everyone.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Do we still have Lori on the line?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted to mention a couple of things that I'm hoping that we might be able to do in this next year. We talked about it last year, which was Movie in the Park. You know, I've been to the ones in Wolf Creek and Pleasant Hill and Martinez and Concord, and they're so fun during the summer months, and they're usually kid-friendly. People bring out their chairs and their blankets and the picnic. And it's such an awesome community feeling. And I know we talked about it, maybe doing it at Ambrose Park. We used to do it years ago. And I just wanted to put that on your, like, kind of radar, Lori, you know, to think about, because I don't know how much lead time we need to do something like that. But it's really a blast, and I don't think it costs very much.
We have actually discussed that, and that's in our plans for our 2023 summer.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful.
And then I also wanted you to know that I have a relationship with Orlando, the librarian at the Baypoint Library. We work together on a number of things. So he talked about collaborating with us, and I think he would go through you, Lori, bringing bingo to the seniors and doing some other things with the kids. Have you talked to him at all yet?
Yes, I have. He's always, we're a partner in our extravaganza. The last 3 years on our drive-by, and when we had our extravaganza, they brought, Orlando and his group have brought books to and given away to all of our community. Him and I have talked about doing an extravaganza partnership again this year, and I know I had talked to him, and I mentioned to the CC Cafe about bingo, but they do their own independent bingo. But yes, we do have a partnership, and I've worked with them quite a bit.
Okay. You know, something that I'd like to see in a few like this year is that he does a really cool program for Black History Month, a really cool one. I'd love to see him bring it to Amboy Center. So maybe you could put that on your ticket list for next year, because he does it at the middle school, but I'm sure he could bring it to our district. It's really cool.
Yes, I definitely talked to him about it.
Yeah, he's a really good collaborator, isn't he?
Yes, he's great.
Yeah.
The whole group is great, yes.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, I really appreciate everything that we're doing in the district. Years ago, when I got elected to the board, one of my main objectives was to get more activities for our community members. And when I look back on that note that I wrote myself all those years ago on what I wanted to accomplish, it makes me have a feeling of pride for our district that we actually have addressed all of the items that I said were important to me and why I would even want to be on a board, and take my time to be on a board like this. I'm really proud of us, and it's because we have worked so well together as a team, and that we rely on each other, and we have each other's back. And what's most important to everybody now is our community members and what we can do for them. So I want to give everybody a pat on the back. I really appreciate my board. Thank you for showing up every month and doing what you do and collaborating with your own direct community around you and bringing items to the board for discussion or comment. And, of course, our staff is amazing. I work with Doug and Jeff a lot, and Lori, and I really appreciate all of you. So, with that, do I have a motion to close the meeting and adjourn until March?
I move we adjourn through the March meeting.
I second that.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, good people. Have a good month. See you next month.
Happy Valentine's.